WMFO Medford 91.5. This is the Dead Letter Office, and I am Jimmy Lincoln Logs.
Is it interesting? Somebody somewhere's waking up with a face full of tears, 'cause everything to say has been said. There's a man in a cell staring at the walls all around, swears somebody done put the devil in his head. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. Well, I feel pretty good here, laying in this bed. Some old town, I swear to God, I don't know where. I guess it's always the same old game of truth or dare. Oh yeah. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise Texas again.
what your daddy does, and you don't ask questions, you do it just because. You don't climb too high or dream too much. With a whole lot of work and a little bit of luck, you can wind up right back where your daddy was. This little bitty town, it ain't nothing new. We all stick around, 'cause they all tell us to.
There's a lesson in a bottle, bartender.
WMFO Medford 91.9. That, of course, was Blackberry Smoke. Anyway, let's see. Let's give you a rundown because I've been running a little lax in my reporting. Boy, that is loud in the background. Anyway, we kicked everything off with actually a solid rock block. We kicked everything off last hour with UFO, Lights Out. No, that's not true. We ended. We started off with Racer X, Heaven in 74, Paul Gilbert's band. Then Mark Tremonti, actually Alter Bridge, My Champion off of Last Hero. Van Halen, House of Pain. Joe Satriani, Lights of Heaven. Chickenfoot, Sexy Little Thing. Five Finger Death Punch with Bad Company. Jet, Cold Hard Biatch. Blackstone Cherry then with Blind Man. Black Crows with Blackberry. Blackberry Smoke with Sunrise in Texas. One Horse Town and Lesson in a Bottle. As I said, I've really been digging Blackberry Smoke a lot. In fact, I was actually debating on whether or not I wanted more of a sort of a country-ish show this week. And I got caught kind of short, and I didn't want to use half my ass. I wanted to use my whole ass. But anyway, let's get to this. Blackout, Emergency Preparedness, PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outages, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This was a public service message from Government and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, again, you're listening to the Dead Letter Office. Of course, I'm your host, Jimmy Lincoln Logs. And we've had a pretty good summer so far. It's actually great weather today. One of the few weekends where we didn't actually have rain. And I hope you're out there enjoying doing whatever. You know, we've got a lot of interesting things coming up in the next half an hour before we call it a day. And we're probably going to take a little sort of left turn here. We're going to veer off and do... I don't know if I'd necessarily call it eclectic, but call it what it is. Music is music as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, if you're interested, you can always check out my website, coffeeheadachemusic.com. And yeah, it's a little stale right now, but in the upcoming weeks, we've actually kind of revived it more or less. My brother and I actually have started podcasting again, so be sure to look out for new upcoming shows. I think we've only posted the first one at this point, but there are three in the can, and so those, once those get edited, those will be aired as well. So anyway, enough. Let's continue on with the music. Like I said, we're going to shift it up a little bit. This, of course, is Luscious Jackson and Naked Eye. You're listening to Jimmy Lincoln on WMFO.
I tried to make, it's not a thought I couldn't take. Something told me it was time. Satisfied, I try to be dignified, wearing nothing is divine. We'll be right back.
face the truth. Thank you.
WMFO Medford 91.5 in Medford. You're listening to the Dead Letter Show. We're about to close the doors for next week. But first, let us catch up to all of the good things. So we started off the bottom of the hour with Luscious Jackson, who, by the way, was actually named after Lucius Jackson of the Knicks. Does anybody know? Does anybody care? Doesn't matter. Anyway, that was Naked Eye from Fever In, Fever Out. Then I followed it up with Hole in Malibu. And then, of course, the Dandy Warhols with Stigo. Sometimes you gotta let go. Sometimes you gotta get over it. Let's see. Letters to Cleo, Here and Now. Of course, Television with their classic See No Evil off of the really the most amazing album, if you've never listened to it before, is Marquee Moon. Certainly worth it should be a staple of any record collection, CD collection, or whatever you have for music these days. And then, of course, just wrapped it up with Stephen Wilson and Drive Home. Stephen Wilson, of course, is from Porcupine Tree fame, and it's a band worth listening to. I mean, it's hit or miss. I mean, they're proggy, but again, with all of the stuff that they've come up with over the years, it's certainly worth listening to. Lately, it seems like a lot of his stuff is more solo these days, so I'm not sure if the band is defunct or just on hiatus, but I'm sure we'll have more news as that comes through. I'm going to wrap it up with Los Lobos and Will the Wolf Survive, because it's also one of my favorite bands, and this was actually one of my favorite albums from them. But before we go, again, if you're interested, go to coffeeheadachemusic.com. Probably as soon as I get home today, I'm going to actually start updating the site, but it'll see more and more updates in the future. There's email, there's all kinds of other stuff. So if you're interested in hearing something in the future shows, definitely do so. Otherwise, we'll just leave it as is. So, up until next week, I'm Jimmy Lincoln Logs, and you've been listening to the Dead Letter Office. We'll see you next week.
But he'll find his